Well, Rory, what a climax to that game. 3 points at home to Shamrock Rovers, and your celebration at the end showed what, I mean, all the fans were celebrating, you were celebrating. What a way to win it.
Aye, brilliant. Delighted. I probably overreacted, to be honest, but just an amazing goal. The roof lifted off the place, so aye, got carried away. But that's football's an emotional game, and it shows the real potential of this league, nights like this, and difficult conditions actually again tonight, but amazing to pick up the 3 points.
Well, the first half was tight, it was edgy, but the second half, a lot of action, that's where the 3 goals came from. I don't think anybody's touched on it, but the move that led to the penalty, executed very well.
Brilliant. We don't know a wee bit on that, but really good, and delighted, and Mo Patching does what he does and shows real class and composure to put it away.
And when Watts scores equaliser from the edge of the box, and it's 1-1 and the time's running down, and Shamrock Rovers were slightly in the ascendancy, were you worried or were you thinking, well,
of course,
we'll hold it?
Like, of course, the subs that they brought on, the quality, bringing internationals off the bench, but nothing surprised me with this team. Got real guts and courage, and as I said, it's a special goal. They go on and win it.
We spoke about Jamie McGonigal last week, where he done it on Dock, where he was very unlucky hitting the bar. You said that another chance like that, maybe next week or the week after, he puts it away. And what a stunning finish!
Jamie loves responsibility and pressure, and I think he's the first player in 30 plus years now to score. Gary Ferry had a stat, I think, where first player in 30 plus years since Alex Christic, they score in 5 league games in a row. And amazing achievement, but knowing the player that he is and the person that he is, he'll want to do it 15 in a row. But he loves scoring goals, he loves playing football, and we're delighted to have him. Not only Jamie, I think you can see the spirit in the group tonight, and there were some outstanding individual performances, but it's about the club tonight and the potential of this club.
You talk about professionalism and looking for Derry City to improve this season. It's a case now of Sligo Rovers coming around very fast, and you will enjoy the 3 points, of course you will, but it's professionalism back tomorrow and Sunday and get ready for Monday night's game.
We're in the morning and Shamrock Rovers is gone. We have to prepare to try and pick up 3 points now on Monday.
Well, it's 4 points from 6. Is it something that you envisage taking from the first 2 games? We know it's a 36-game season.
I wasn't breaking it down, just try and pick up points in every game we play. And we've taken 4 from 2 difficult fixtures, and we're happy with it.
And we'll just finish off with what you said. The roof was lifted when the winner went down, but they see the pack Brandywell back again, and the crowd here, and the demand for tickets and season ticket sales, it's great for Derry City.
That's what it's all about. You've seen through COVID how dead grounds were, and football's fake, I think, without supporters. And you see not only the potential of the club but the league tonight, and Shamrock Rovers brought a great away falling, and I think you can see the crowds in the early weeks of the season, and that's what it's all about, to be honest.